At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Thursday to you. Dana McHugh says, love you, Dave. Love you, crew. Love you, Dana. Right back. Appreciate everybody on the stream. Once again, a lot of people have been complaining about the levels being low. To our knowledge and to the knowledge of our engineers, we don't control that. It is more of a Facebook and a YouTube and a you guys thing, but we do apologize. We want you to be able to enjoy the show and... have a good time and watch us perform.
But we can't fix it.
We can't fix it. We don't have a button for that.
Wish we did.
It's turned up loud. Man, if you can't hear Wheeler, you should open your window. Yeah. You'll hear Wheeler just with your natural ears.
Yeah, that's a good point. They can hear me in the newsroom, and this is supposed to be a soundproof room.
Yeah, I'm familiar. Our buddy Janelle is here. Janelle does movie reviews. She is online at Holy L-E-L-L-E. I saw your Superman.
Yeah.
Okay. But first, let's just tease him a little bit. I want to have the Kevin Wheeler discussion. You saw Sinners.
Yeah.
Which Janelle loved.
Yeah.
But she warned me, like, yeah, you can watch it at home. You're going to have a good time, but it's not going to be like seeing it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm. Most things
and
aren't.
It sort of proved out with you.
Kind of. I don't think it's those things that caused the... And again, I didn't hate it, by the way. I just want to say, I thought it was fine. Like, it's fine. I'm happy I watched it. It's not a, why did I waste my time on it? It was like, yeah, that's fine. There are things that annoy me in
fantasy,
movies with supernatural things. Like, you can't fist fight a supernatural being because they're supernatural and stronger than you, but that always happens.
So it's not your lack of whimsy.
No.
It's your logic.
It's, yes.
So if I were to set up a world
overly
for you.
Overly logical.
Yeah, he's
I
like
want
Spock
you to stay within the rules of the world that you set up.
Like Lord of the Rings, you're fine with walking trees.
Exactly. But you can't, if you were to try to tell me that a hobbit's going to fist fight Sauron, I'm going to have a problem with that. See what I'm saying?
We do.
Yeah. So again, I don't mind, like, I love Star Wars. I don't mind that they can move things with their hands and, you know, there's lightsabers.
I can move things with my hands.
Yeah. I mean, like, without touching things. Yeah, like, they can use the Force. I don't mind any of that, but, like, when you take the rules that you've established and you just make exceptions because it speeds the story along, which is what usually happens in horror movies, sci-fi movies, things like that, you're like, you could have come up with a better solution to that problem.
And it creates action where normally there wouldn't be action. Right.
And you were talking about the Wheeler cut.
Yes.
Where you literally go through a movie and you skip all the, as you said, let me get this right, dumb S.
Yes. Yeah. So as an example, Batman versus Superman.
Oh,
horrible movie. absolutely horrible movie. And everybody in here, you agree, Janelle, it's a pretty horrible movie?
It's a pretty bad movie.
If you take the dumbest of the dumb stuff and you just skip it, it's not nearly as terrible. It's more of a, instead of an F, it's like a C.
And I said that's like the Jefferson Bible.
Yeah, kind of.
Thomas Jefferson went through, do you know about the Jefferson
yes.
Bible? Yeah, he went through and took out all of Jesus' miracles and said, it was a really smart guy, this Jesus dude.
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to turn water into wine. That's the Jefferson Bible.
Right, right. So like as an example, because Batman and Superman, that's been out long enough, no spoilers to be worried about. But like you skip the whole part where they realize both our moms are named Martha, so now we're friends. Like you skip that and it's no longer dumb in there anymore. It's gone. And you can get to the part that's like at least somewhat sensible.
Okay. All right.
Did you say Martha? Okay, we're friends.
So you strike me as somebody who does like a lot of action, right?
Oh, yeah.
But did you like the action in that movie? Because that doesn't make any sense.
In what movie?
Batman versus Superman.
No. It's action's fine, but you're right. It was senseless.
It didn't make any sense.
I mean, they basically killed tens of thousands of people.
Well, I meant like between Batman and Superman. Like, there's no fight there.
Oh, no. It would be Superman holding Batman in the shoulder and just sitting him down and saying, yeah, you're done now, buddy. Just stay right there.
Did they play it that way? I didn't see that.
No, it was all this technology against Superman fighting, and I don't know. It was dumb.
Did he use kryptonite?
No.
Well, that's kind of dumb for a billionaire.
He didn't know. Well, he didn't have it, I guess. And maybe Lex did at some point. Yeah, Lex did. But like Batman didn't know it because he was just going to use all his Batman stuff to fight.
He's just going to fight him in an
invincible
suit.
Person.
Okay.
And never get a brain injury.
Well, you're right, though. Like you said, like Black Widow is a badass.
Yep.
But she would die every single fight.
Every time fighting an alien.
So would Hawkeye.
Yeah, so would Hawkeye. Yes, exactly. So would Iron Man. Mm-hmm. Iron Man would have the worst case of CTE you've ever seen in your life.
He's been thrown around a lot.
A lot! You get like whipped around by Thanos and he throws you into a stone and you're fine.
Might be why he's an alcoholic in the comics.
All the brain injuries, yeah.
Could be.
But see, that stuff will annoy me. But in those movies, for example, it's not as big a part of what's happening
sure.
as it is in some others.
So the new Superman is out.
Yes.
You have seen it.
Yes.
And you were...
It was okay. It has its good points and it has its bad points. I have gotten, and if you've gone onto my TikTok and watched my reaction video, I am fighting with a lot of people that have two complaints. It's not Henry Cavill, which he's not coming back, people. You got to let it go. I mean, it's the Snyderverse is over. It's just not happening. And people that keep saying it's woke. And I keep asking, what scene is woke? And then I'm getting no response. So,
yeah, I saw that Dean Cain of Superman fame said it's way too pro-immigration for him.
He comes from another planet. It's kind of core to who Superman is.
He is an immigrant.
He is. I hate to break this to people. This is maybe new if you've never read the comics, but Superman does come from another planet.
He is an immigrant.
And he kind of crashes here illegally. He does not go through the whole proper paperwork. The Kansas people just kind of adopt him, saying he's somebody's son, and they just take it. So, yes, I mean, Superman has never changed. The culture around him has changed.
That's interesting.
So, yeah.
How interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The comics have not changed. The comics have been what the comics have always been. They have been people fighting against social injustice. It's just society around the comic book superheroes has changed. Yeah. So,
and a lot of it, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of them rose up right around like what was going on in Nazi Germany. Like it was a lot of...
Yeah, it was controversial when Captain America punched Hitler.
Yeah.
And it might, again, now be today is controversial. But, you know, and so... it's a good movie. It's brighter than The Man of Steel. The Man of Steel is very dark, and I don't mean thematically. I also mean like just kind of visually. It's very bright. It's very, it honors the comic books. It's bright colors. It's a little too crowded. I had my concerns when I saw the trailer. I thought you had a little too many metahumans is what they call them in the movie.
And what are those?
That would be like Hawk Girl, Mr. Terrific, Ultraman, okay. The Engineer. They just have too many.
Ultraman?
No.
No.
Okay. I just got so excited.
He was like, is that Hayata? Is he going to push the button?
I don't know if you could tell, but
remember that show?
I was trying to be cool. I was like, Ultraman?
No, you don't have to be cool. It's a comic. You do not have to be cool about it. I get it.
That show was so great.
Yeah. But not that Ultraman.
Yeah.
There's But I was telling Andrew earlier that the beauty about like Superman 78 was you were introduced to Clark Kent slash Superman, spoiler alert, and Lex Luthor. And you really got those chance for those characters and actors to breathe on screen and know who they were and get a vibe for how they were playing each of these characters. So then when Superman 2 came along, you had Zod, Non, Ursula introduced, but you didn't have to learn about Superman and Lex and their dynamic. Then you grow the universe. This one is you're introduced to everybody at one time and almost everybody's fighting for screen time. It is very much in the vibe of Guardians of the Galaxy. It is Guardians of the Galaxy with Superman in the DC Comics. That is what the movie is.
Right.
Some people will enjoy that. For me, it would have made a great sequel. For an introduction movie for Superman and this new Lex Luthor, I think it should have been a more one-on-one with, you know, your Perry, your Lois Lane, Jimmy, the side characters, and then build onto that. Make a great sequel. I think it's a little too bloated for an introduction movie. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you think there will be a sequel? You think it'll be that successful?
Yeah. So far right now, I think it's got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes for critics, and I think it's got like a 98 for audiences. Mm. So people are enjoying it. I know people are trying to make it this political movie that it is not. They keep saying, well, James Gunn said it's political. Well, it is. It involves a war, spoiler alert, in the movie. So, I mean, yes, but it's not identity politics, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, there are politics in it. Same way there was politics in Captain America Winter Soldier. Yes, there were politics in it. Captain America Civil War, there were politics in it. It just isn't centered around identity politics the way everybody assumes everything.
The entire plot of all of the Star Wars movies is political.
Sure.
It's so fascinating to me that it's like a Rorschach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It meant one thing in the 1950s. It means another thing in 2025. Same story, same storyline, same characters.
That's what I'm saying is these Marvel superheroes and DC superheroes have been around. Superman has been around since 1938, I believe. He has not changed. I mean, yes, there have been different iterations in the comic books, and they've given him different storylines and made him Dark Superman, Bizarro Superman. Those things have changed. He has not changed. Society around him and his interpretation of him has changed.
When we come back, we'll do DGS Happy Hour.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, DGS 320 on the dot. Here with our buddy Janelle. Dave Murray will join us at 3:30. Mike Elam's going to be here at 4 p.m. We're letting him come, right?
Yeah, I think we should.
It's okay?
I think it's best.
All right, fine. He's going to cry like a baby if we don't, so let's just give baby his bottle. Oh. Fine.
My gosh. Vitriol.
I love Mike.
Sounds like it.
You should see when I don't like people. Okay, so the new feature, DGS Happy Hour, where we just go around the horn and we all have like a little topic that we throw out there for discussion. Anyone want to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Have you heard the latest on the Labubus?
No.
Labubu.
Just to refresh everyone's memory, the Labubus are the little dolls that you buy from a blind box from Pop Mart. They've taken over pop culture. Everyone wants the Labubu. Update on me. I've thought about it a lot, and I have decided I will not be purchasing a Labubu. I don't need one in my life.
You actually must get a Labubu.
I do not need one.
Are you going to be on in Labubus?
Don't do it, Rach. I'll get a Labubu.
Don't do it, Andrew.
I clip it to my belt and like walk around the building with it.
You could be a Labubu.
Actually, if you do that, I'd be okay.
Well, there's an update on the Labubus. Bad news for everyone who has purchased one of these.
Bad Labu news?
They are actually possessed by Satan.
Oh, crap.
You should have seen it coming.
I feel like we already knew this.
I knew it.
Anytime there's a new fad, Satan is behind it. So I just want to warn everyone. People are now taking the Labubus and burning them, dipping them in various substances first, I guess, to make sure the job is done. One person wrote about the fact that they went through the line at the grocery store with their Labubu, and the cashier said, if you knew the truth behind that thing, you would not want it anymore.
Welcome to 1680.
Dipping my Labubus in sacred
is a toy.
Anointed
it's
oil.
Evil.
I mean, listen, we've got God who determines the outcome of sports games, and now the devil's focusing on Labubu.
How can you get ahead?
I mean, I think.
Everywhere I turn.
I think everything else is being kind of ignored, you know? I just want to remind folks, stay woke. Don't let the Labubu control your life.
So Labubu
strike
is.
Strike now while Satan's collecting Labubus.
Is now being linked to Pazuzu.
Yes, Pazuzu is behind Labubu.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I think it's just because
you know
rhymes.
Pazuzu,
right?
That's just his demon, right?
Pazuzu Labubu.
Yeah, I was gonna say Pazuzu Labubu
is a DB. What demon was he again? Was he the
from The Exorcist?
The Exorcist demon. Yeah. So that jerked back.
I guess so.
I don't think the devil has ever left
in the form of a little thing you hang off your backpack.
That's amazing.
He must be on vacation.
I mean,
or something.
The things that we like give demonic power are hilarious. Oh, this little clip-on toy and a cardboard thing you bought at Toys R Us.
It's got sharp teeth, though.
Yeah.
Labubu or Pazuzu?
Both, I would imagine. You'd have to think. I've not seen Pazuzu, but I've seen Labubu.
I've never seen like a picture of Pazuzu.
Well, just look at a Labubu. There's your Pazuzu.
There you
it's
go.
A Pazuzu.
You're right. I guess I have seen Pazuzu.
What if Labubu is your takes Pazuzu? A poop and you're like, Pazuzu?
Dang, dude. Ever heard of a courtesy? Go in the hall.
Wheels got one?
It better be about Labubus.
Yeah, it's a theme. It's a theme show.
I kind of don't want to talk about anything else.
Come up with a limerick right now.
I don't have a Pazuzu Labubu doo-doo, but, well, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, that's good.
But So I was going to pick up on the movie thing that we were talking about, because we were talking about the things that drive me crazy, are, you know, those weird inconsistencies where it's like, well, this creature's superhuman, but you can fist fight it. That's fine. You'll survive. And you guys are watching movies or shows. What does that to you? What gives you that effect, the Wheeler effect, where you're just like, oh, stupid.
Mine's really dumb. But I really hate it when I'm watching a show or a movie and someone's like, come into my home. And then they walk in and they don't close the door behind them. They just continue on into the living room. If you pay attention, it happens all the time. These people are just leaving their doors wide open. I also hate it when you can tell there's no liquid in the cup and they're sipping their coffee. I'm like,
a grocery bag. It's so perfect. No one's ever had a grocery bag like that before.
It's you could hold it always upside down.
It always has bread. Yeah, it always has bread sticking out.
But that's a good one.
That'll ruin it for me.
What do you got?
Mine are similar. Yeah. Like the just put water.
Yeah.
Like put water in a Starbucks cup so that we don't get taken out of our suspension of disbelief.
Then the actors are going to choke on it because they can't walk and drink and talk at the same time.
I have one. Mine is a follow-up to that. Actors are complete psychopaths. I was getting some ice today, and for some reason they're playing a soap opera television. Yeah. And there were two women in the scene, and they were for real crying. You could tell they didn't like just drip something on their face and like, okay, now action. Like tears were coming out of their eyes. You're a psycho if you can do that. And I just think it's crazy that we give millions and millions of dollars to psychos. Andrew?
Psychos.
Mine is generally when I see like people on TV or movies like, and they're supposed to be like real regular people and they don't have labubus. It kind of just
takes you out of it.
It takes you out of it because you're like, why? Obviously these people would have labubus. This is insane. Why would they, why would they not?
You're going to get labeled with an agent of Satan.
Yeah.
Does Megan want a labubu?
I'm not sure she knows what it is. She is surprisingly unplugged from she's not very online.
Okay.
Like, she's online in, different spaces. She's online and, she knows everything about whatever, drama is going on in the K-pop world. Knows, the legal precedents for K-pop lawsuits and stuff.
You're
but
talking
she doesn't...
about your wife.
Yes.
I thought she said your cat.
Does Gigi want a labubu?
I really did. And you're like, she's really disconnected from the internet.
She doesn't get on the web much. She hasn't looked at Instagram in months.
We got a good comment from YouTube. Joel says, dialogue that over-explains the plot.
Thank you.
Yes, please. Don't do that. Because they do, it's like the Bond trope, right? All the villain's going to explain all the terrible things he's going to do.
They monologue. They actually explain it in The Incredibles. He's like, there you go, monologue. You got me monologuing again. That was the whole point of,
I also don't like it when the villain is like, now that I'm about to kill you, which I could just do right now.
Right.
For some reason, I'll just pause for a couple minutes as you loosen the ropes I have tied you up in and explain to you my entire plan.
Yes. Or however,
very silly.
Or everybody waiting in a circle to beat up one guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They won't bum rush him. It'll be all one at a time.
Or even with something as non-fantasy as John Wick, when they have the drop on him. Right? It's like he's pointing a gun at him.
Yeah.
And or Denzel Washington in Equalizer.
Yeah.
Just pull the trigger.
Yeah. Don't wait.
Don't wait. Yep. Don't let him explain why he's here. Just pull the trigger.
Especially when it's a guy with that legendary name, right? John Wick. Everybody's afraid of John Wick. Yeah, you got him lined up. Don't hesitate because you go down if you do.
Welcome back, guys. DJS on KMOX. Janelle's hanging out with us until 4 p.m. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Any update on Cheesy McCheese?
No, he's been gone all day.
Oh.
I told him to go get a job.
Yeah, no kidding.
He took the, kid.
He took the Beamer out for a joyride.
You gonna hang out here every day?
He's at day camp. Pick him up
that's
at
fun.
About 3. Yeah.
He must be having a blast.
He is, he better be.
For all the time and money we're spending on this guy.
That's right.
You guys do anything big, going to any theme parks, anything like that?
No, not on this particular trip. We've done some Disneyland stuff. We've done Legoland, but we decided not to do that this trip.
How's Legoland? It sounds boring, but then again, I'm not a Lego guy.
You know what? It's good. Either really, I mean, he likes Legos. It's good for... 4 to 7 year olds.
Okay.
And he enjoyed it. there's no question he enjoyed it. But I don't know, amusement parks and me don't go together very well.
Oh, yeah. How come?
I don't know.
Did you get bored?
Yeah.
Are you a roller coaster guy at all?
Not really. I mean, I can do the Screaming Eagle. I can do roller coasters, but it's not like, oh, I have to go do this and I want to do it 20 times.
Yeah, with you. Totally with you. So hot today, hotter tomorrow, then a little relief?
Yeah, tomorrow is the hottest day of the week, really by far. 95 tomorrow. It's hot. It's humid. Humidity's not too bad right now. I mean, it's there, but it's not too bad. Tomorrow we'll feel it. There is a slight chance of a spot thunderstorm. Really tough to find to be afternoon. The record's 106 from 1966. Not even close to a record. A couple of spotty storms around Friday evening. Saturday still looks like the day to see scattered thunderstorms. No all-day rain, but I do think thunderstorms will be around, partly sunny. Some of these storms will produce heavy, heavy downpours of rain, localized flooding, and some intense lightning. So even though it's not going to be raining all the time and not everybody will see that, it is a day to keep an eye on the sky. 90 degrees, couple of thunderstorms around Saturday evening. Sunday, partly sunny, maybe a spot storm, but that's probably about it. And 88 on Sunday. So temperatures a little bit better over the weekend, but it's summertime. You know, we're not going into the 70s anytime soon.
Dave, you gave us that stat yesterday, and when we let you go, I said to the guys, in 1966, I was 2 years old, and I know proof positive we had no air conditioning.
Right. Yeah. Some people did, but not a lot.
And which kind of explains why my dad was so angry all the time, right?
I mean, yes.
106 degrees, no air conditioning, a little crying baby.
Well, and when you think 106, that's during the day, nighttime temperatures cooled to like 92, 93.
That's nuts.
That is nuts.
That is just nuts.
Most of the time, we have, mid-90s, upper-90s. It cools back into the 70s at night anyway. Oh, so hot, Rain.
Rain's like, you just talking about that's making me hot.
I'm so hot. Stop talking.
92 at night. Yeah. Danny. Oh, God.
What's funny, she's been a real slug today. She makes no noise at all, but I turned the fan off in order to do this. And within about 2 minutes, it's like, oh, my word. So
that's really cute.
And she's like, Dad,
come on. Stop talking to these people. Headlines, Rage?
Yeah, Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. According to a new survey from Caring.com, 76% of Americans pass away without a will, leaving no legal instructions, usually forcing families to navigate probate, delays, and state laws that decide how assets are distributed after death.
And having just gone through an estate for my mom, and I was the executor, and it was an exceedingly small estate, it was still terrible. It was just whatever you can do to help your loved ones avoid that, do it.
Yes. At least also, make a list. Make a list or a notebook of where everything is for them.
Yeah.
Whether they think they know it or not. Like a checklist. Yes. Here's this, here's that, here's this, here's that.
It's so true. My mom had everything in a strong box, but nothing was organized. Mm. And I'm the last person in the world you want going through a strong box full of documents. So,
at least 31 workers have been rescued after a tunnel collapse in Los Angeles. Have you guys seen this story?
Yeah, that's nuts.
The workers were about 400 feet underground and had to scramble over loose soil to reach safety. There were about 100 first responders who were involved in the rescue operation. The cause of the collapse is still under investigation, and work on the project will not resume until the site is deemed safe. This is a $700 million project.
Wow.
That has happened.
Wow.
Dave, we did a segment at the beginning of the show. What is your big nope? Mine was like the submersible subs that go down to see the Titanic. That's an absolute nope for me. What would yours be?
Going down like, going down that deep. Absolutely.
Heights, spiders.
I'm okay. I'm kind of okay with heights. I'm not real good with spiders, but when I'm in charge of getting rid of that spider, I can do it.
Right.
But I have to really think about it. Yeah. I have to think of the course of attack.
Do I want this fight?
Do I want this smoke?
Do I think I can take him?
But I'm not sure.
What kind of bugs do you have out where you live?
Not a heck of a lot. Very few mosquitoes. There are some flies. There's no like tarantulas or anything like that.
It's scorpions? Got any scorpions?
No, because of the climate. It's not a desert climate. It's, you know, daytime ties. Today's a warm day. It's like 77.
Oh, man. Wheels, did you have palmetto bugs?
One big
bugs?
Thing that happened this week was we had a wildfire about a quarter of a mile away from the house.
That's not great.
That's not great. No, it's not great.
Mm. Did you have the palmettos?
Palmetto bugs. Yeah, they're just giant cockroaches that fly. Yeah. They're all over Florida. We had, they would, like in college, they would live in our dorms and our apartments. We had this huge one. We had this huge one in the apartment that, the baseball apartments, and we just called him the guardian and left him alone. He just lived above the door. He just stayed up there all the time.
So they don't bite or sting?
They do not bite. They're just big. And if you're grossed out by bugs, you'll be grossed out by them. But if you're not, then they're nothing. They're not dangerous or anything.
Do they climb into your bed? Like if you
I don't
pull
recall
your covers
that.
Back?
I don't recall that ever happening. So they tend to be like, they want to be where the garbage is.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did they crawl into your bed?
In a college apartment with four baseball players, they're there. Yeah. Guess they didn't like me.
Speaking of the temperature, Dave Murray said it. You said it's 77 there today, Dave?
Yeah.
I was watching Wimbledon this morning, and people in the crowd, like spectators, kept passing out. And then they were like, it's a very hot day. It's 83 degrees. I'm like, you people. That's not that hot.
You pasty face bitches.
It's one of my, there are a couple of areas of TikTok that there are a couple of people that are like, they're Brits who live in the United States or they travel here a lot. And they explain to people in England, like, the differences. And they're like, you guys have no idea what heat is. You think it's hot when it's a, you know, when a warm snap comes through, it's like, it's 100, and then they explain it in Celsius, and I'm too stupid to do that. And like, you have no idea what hot is if you haven't been to Texas or Florida or whatever.
I was going to say, my niece lives in Plano, and it's just, when we're having a heat wave, and she doesn't rub it in or anything. She's not making fun of me. She's just like, yeah, that's every day.
Yeah.
Just pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I'm glad Janelle is still here for this story, because I almost brought it up earlier, but I knew it was coming in headlines. We were talking about Black Widow and such. Well, Scarlett Johansson was just announced to be the highest grossing actor of all time because of her Marvel movies. Now she has the Jurassic Park movies. I think this is, I mean, this is cool. Good for her.
And, all time.
You know, a lot of times it's a man that takes the top spot like this. And I just think it's awesome that it's ScarJo.
I remember seeing her in The Horse Whisperer.
Oh, wow.
She was a little girl.
Yeah, she's been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Janelle, what's your nope?
My nope.
Yeah, like
octopuses.
What?
Well,
they're super
very
smart.
Specific.
That's why I don't like them.
Okay, so you don't trust them.
I don't want to be strangled to death.
How often do you run into one?
Constantly.
Yeah. So let's say it was a.
You don't like know my life, Dave.
Let's say it was a small one that couldn't strangle you.
Okay, then everyday slugs. Ugh. I hate them. It's gross.
Oh. Is it the sliminess?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't.
Plus, they're fast.
Slugs?
Slugs are fast.
It's a joke.
I need to feel for you.
You know what's funny about a slug or a snail is that if you move it, you don't get rid of it, you move it, it will find its way back to the spot that you picked it up from.
That's creepy.
Very quickly it will. Within a day, it will find, it was like, oh man, I got to go all the way back there again.
I never did this because I'm not a sociopath, but I grew up in a neighborhood where kids love putting salt on snails.
No, that's just mean.
And
no,
it
like disintegrates them.
Okay.
Okay, a rock band with more than 1 million Spotify listeners just revealed that it's entirely AI generated down to the musicians themselves. They're called The Velvet Sundown, and they gained over 1 million monthly listeners on Spotify, only to reveal that they were created using AI. So people are feeling a little betrayed on this one.
I don't like it. Don't like anything about it.
Nope, me either.
Hasbro's CEO is warning that toy prices could start to rise in the fall because of tariffs. So parents looking to buy Christmas gifts, just keep that in mind. Budget might look a little different this year. We'll do one more story here. Do you guys remember Mudang, the little hippo?
Yeah, yeah.
Who became an internet sensation? She turns 1 year old today.
Is she still cute, or is she grown out of it?
I still think she's cute, but I think her internet stardom has kind of faded as she's gotten bigger this year.
Probably because of LaBooBoo.
Not good to be a child star, you know?
Sucking all the air out of the room.
That's right. Thank you, Dave.
All righty. On the streets.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. So did Elam show up? Oh, crap, there he is. Okay. I guess he'll be on at 4 p.m. I love you, Mike. Mwah. I have a practical baseball question for you.
Oh.
The pitch comm.
Yes.
How to do it work?
They push a button and then it says fastball and you throw a fastball.
Okay. I saw a video of someone with one of those things, but I just didn't realize it was audible.
And it is only to the person wearing it. It's not very loud.
Can the pitcher communicate back?
Yeah, he can say
no.
Or
does he just...
It depends. There are some pitchers that wear the part that says this is what I'm throwing, and then the catcher hears it.
Oh, see, that seems to make so much more sense.
Every pitcher likes it differently. Some of them want to be that guy in control. Others prefer not having to think about that and just think about executing the pitch and doing, you know.
It's one of those things to me that's so impressive it seems impossible to, in the modern era. I'm sure in days past, there's like one for fastball, two for curveball. But it just seems impossible for a catcher to manage a game. Multiple pitchers with multiple profiles and multiple hitters, and just seems, it's so impressive to me.
It's fun. That was my favorite part of playing, the control. Was that stuff. Yeah, a little bit of that, but it's also just like, it's the challenge. And I at the levels I played, we didn't have the detailed game plans that they do at the major league level, right? Like that, I would be more fascinated because you have way more information to do. For us, it was like, I'm just trying to read the hitter who's next to me based on what he's doing. You don't have a scouting report. You don't have a tendency sheet. You don't have any of that. But that's the chess match. That's the fun part of it, is trying to figure out how do you beat that guy based on what you know he's good at and what you know your guy's good at. And then what's your guy think of you? Because if they don't trust you, then it's not going to work very easily because it's going to be constantly shaking off and changing and doing all that. And that just disrupts everything.
That's why I think, I'm sorry.
No,
think that's why it was really sweet, nice that Sonny on his, I guess it's not his perfect game, but brought up Pedro Pajas said, listen, there's only one throw I shook him off on. And that's the one the guy got, you know, he got a hit. So I thought he's like, it's more of him doing it than.
That was a very sweet moment.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really is a tandem thing. And so every pitcher's personality is different, right? So some of them want the control. There are guys that want to call their own pitches. And there are others that just, they prefer to have that trust back and forth because then they can focus on other things as opposed to thinking about everything. That's great.
So when you were doing it, was someone teaching you how to do it?
You mean like coaches?
Yeah.
Oh, they're always walking you through it. Like, why'd you call a curveball in that spot? Because that didn't work so well. So what did you think that was going to be? And a lot of times the feedback's from the pitcher. Like, hey, stop that. I don't want that pitch in that situation ever. And then you just stop doing it. But the bigger thing you learn early is trying to stay out of patterns, right? Like coaches would be always like, don't be always, you know, first pitch fastball outside corner. Like if you start getting into patterns as you get older, hitters pick up on it and they're going to do damage on it. But that was the coaching at that time, again, for my age level, which is basically I didn't play seriously after my early 20s because I was done after college. But like you're taught mostly about being aware of what you've done before. So not only do I have to remember what my pitcher does, but what did we do to this batter the last time and then the time before that, or maybe the game we played them last time.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get caught in patterns, and that's what you're kind of playing. It's a combination of chess and a shell game, kind of moving things around all the time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
Want some fun facts?
Mm-hmm.
A sleepwalking woman woke up one morning to discover she had spent $8 the night before getting a DoorDash delivery of a single packet of honey mustard.
Is that an entree?
That was really cute. I know you didn't mean it to be because you were coughing.
I was like, I have the perfect thing. Because I was going to bring this up too. A sleepwalker's regret. Waking up in the morning, what did I buy? She really needed the honey mustard.
Couldn't be. It's not the worst thing you could have bought while you're sleepwalking.
What would be the worst thing?
A lot of them. I don't want to name any, but a lot of them. First of all, you could have bought something more expensive. You could have bought.
Hey, did you buy your workout?
I did today, yeah. Got it done.
Thank God you need it.
I know.
Looking a little sickly over there.
Got some work to do.
A 37-year-old woman from China has gone viral after revealing that she had not properly removed her makeup in over two decades.
Oh my goodness, that gives me anxiety. How is she removing it, does it say?
She's just rubbing it with a rag.
No.
How do you...
The same rag. She never washed it.
No, don't do that. That's bad for your
and her
pores.
Skin probably looks perfect.
That's infuriating.
It's really bad.
Thing.
Is it?
It's really? A terrible rash.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I'm not that makes me feel better, but it
I mean, like, I'm doing all this. At least it's paying off for a reason, right?
This one, a study for the 8 people still drinking instant coffee. A study found that drinking instant coffee dramatically increases your risk of age-related blindness.
Oh.
So, switch to the real stuff. This one is really intriguing to me. Heathrow Airport in London started today piping in the sounds of an airport.
I mean, you're there.
Exactly.
You're, at an airport.
What you are hearing is the exact sound of an airport.
Mm.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.